Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
All right, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a great show for you today. We are going to talk all things Miami today. For the first half hour, we're going to be on with Alicia Severa. Alicia is a member of the Downtown Development Association. We're going to talk about all the things that she's been learning, even as recently as 10 minutes ago, about what's going on here in downtown Miami. We're also going to talk about the real estate market in general, high-rise versus residential, multifamily versus single-family. It's going to be a tremendous show, so make sure you join us. And then the second half of the show, we're going to have Jeff Glusman on. Jeff is our resident sports aficionado. He's a financial advisor to a lot of the NFL and NBA players. We're going to talk to him about the reopening of professional sports, which is going on simultaneously right now. It's really exciting as the world comes back here in the United States of America. We'll be right back after a quick break with Alicia Severa and then Jeffrey Glusman. Reagan, take it away. Buyer, lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they sell Audi. Down in the Keys, well, they got them all in their Key West stores. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars. They all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and of course, their famous 72-hour exchange can take 3 full days to make sure you like your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry. Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. What am I doing right now? I'm helping a lot of my friends monetize the cash in their home. You go, Jim, you're a commercial broker. You've done $3 billion. You sold Wynwood Yard, for crying out loud. Yeah, but all my friends are needing cash out of their homes, and they don't know what to do. I'm helping them pull cash out. I'm getting them refis. I'm helping them lower their monthly payments. My goodness, rates are below 3 for some of them. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at Jim Freed 1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, everybody. We're glad to have everybody here today. We've got a tremendous lineup for you today. We've got Jeff Glusman coming up in the second half hour, where we're going to talk about what's going on in pro sports with all his clients. But now we have got Alicia Severa. Alicia is, my goodness, one of the top realtors here in town. She's got one of the most tremendous organizations that helps sell condos and homes all across Miami-Dade County. Broward County too, Alicia?
We have an office in Broward as well.
That was a loaded question. And we're going to talk to her about the call she was just on about with all the thought leaders here in Miami about the downtown reopening. And we're also going to talk about the real estate market. Alicia, welcome to the show.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me and for all of the great content that you put out to keep us all informed.
And thank you so much for protecting downtown the way you do with the interest you take and your membership on the Downtown Development Authority. I know you were just on the phone with a lot of bigwigs. What did you learn?
So I got some good news today, and I know we're all anxious to get some good news. It looks like the numbers are flattening. And in fact, it was going up about 1% daily, and now it's gone down about 0.25% daily. So we're starting to see that curve go down for positive testing. But the critical thing here that everybody's really concerned about, and that I think is the leading indicator of which direction we're going to move into, more opening up or more closing down, is the capacity in the hospitals and the ICU beds. And the great news today from Jackson, from Mr. Magoya himself, is that they think they're okay. They're watching it cautiously. They're starting to see more people go out than they are going in. And even though they've also converted some beds so that they have a bigger capacity, but so far so good. And they're not recommending that we close the city. They are asking, very important, for donation of plasma and blood. So the one message that they said, if we could send that out to please get donate plasma and blood, because that's very instrumental, of course, in the healing process when people are very sick. And also for us to, when we do go out, to follow the rules, you know, to wear our masks and to have social distancing. So, and the other red flag was, that was very interesting. There you go. Me too. Here I am, but I'm all by myself, but here we are, is that, a lot of people are now reporting. In fact, 29% of the people are saying that they're catching this at home because somebody's going out, they're coming home. By the time they get tested, they've infected the rest of the family. So especially if you have a multi-generational family with elders in your home, be very careful and follow the same rules inside your house that you would when you're at work or at other businesses, because that's a pretty staggering number, that 29% of the cases, 29% of the cases are happening at home. People are reporting getting sick at home.
Well, so, we're really scared about that happening here. My wife had the kidney transplant, so we're always protective of her. We clean all the surfaces. I never go out. I feel like a spaceman. I lived in this apartment for months. I never go anywhere. It's like a wave while I pass my mom. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. Yeah. So Alicia, though, this has had some effect on the real estate market. In the beginning, there was a little bit of a difficulty having some showings, but now we're seeing a tremendous pickup in demand. We're seeing stability in pricing. The mortgage market is there. It's not easy, but it's there.
Yes.
And I'm helping a number of people, pull cash out of their home right now as they anticipate making moves and dealing with the economy. What are you seeing as far as trends of where people are wanting to live, you know, homes versus apartments, things like that?
So I think that that you're right, that we're seeing some stability. I think the first month people were trying to figure out who's on first as we settled into our homes in a complete lockdown. For us, by the time a month passed in, you know, we were full on working virtually, which we had done a lot anyway, because as I think, you know, we have a lot of offshore customers and also within the United States, but not in Miami. So we were used to selling virtually a lot, and we do a lot of pre-construction. So we're used to selling air anyway. So this was kind of not such a different thing for us. Although I can't say it doesn't hurt you not to be able to be face to face with someone and in your office. But what we found is that we had a captured audience. So for our virtual presentations, we had, you know, hundreds of people turning up, and we were doing dozens and dozens and dozens of them across the world, really, all over the place at all time zones and everything else. And that by the following month, people started acting, you know, because before they were waiting, let me see if I come or not. But people got more comfortable with signing virtually the virtual contracts. Okay, maybe I don't need to see it. Let me just get on with my life and do what I want. Then as time progressed, then those people that were figuring out when would be the right time to make a move because they didn't want to disrupt their work or they didn't want to disrupt their kids in school, woke up one morning and they said, well, I think it's all disrupted. So if I'm going to make a change, maybe this is the best time to make a change. And so started planning that permanent change. And I think that's where we started seeing a bigger uptick. And certainly single family homes have fared very well, because I think that people are saying, let me get out to, you know, a place with a bigger backyard and more spacing and more and all of that, which it's kind of a logical thought process. You know, we do a lot of condominiums. So my friends in the houses are saying, ha, you know, we're finally getting our way. I said, yes, I know, but just be mindful, because you can have a choice. You can either quarantine in your apartment now or quarantine in your car for the rest of your life when you're commuting an hour and a half that way and an hour and a half this way at a minimum. So like everything else, it'll find its balance. We are seeing a lot of interest and a lot of activity, and Miami is still kind of the darling of the world. And I think one of the frustrations that I'm seeing now from my clients, in fact, I asked the mayor, if you can send me a clip, let me get it out to the world. What is the prospect? When do I not have to cancel my next flight to Miami?
Well, you know, I see that there are flights coming in all the time. You know, they come in, I live in Edgewater. So I've seen the flights are picking up dramatically. I think that American has maintained a lot of its schedule, which that's what serves Miami mostly. So yeah. I think we're doing good there. Now, let's talk a little bit about the foreign buyers versus the local buyers. A lot of the projects that you represent and work on have been historically targeted towards the foreign buyers. They're not here right now. We're seeing a lot of local people stepping up into the breach. Tell me a little bit about the demographic shift you're seeing.
Well, I think the shift has been coming for a long time. You know, I remember years ago, one of our city commissioners thanked Fidel Castro, Chavez, and de Blasio for the new wave of immigrants, you know, and I think that that was probably very well stated. So we've seen this increasing shift of people coming from the Northeast, of course, not just from New York, but for so many other states that have been tax burdened for a long time. And I think what's happened is that we've had a meeting of the conditions in these cities where a lot of business is conducted, a lot of affluence, a lot of money moves, and there has been a what was a great quality of life with a lot of culture, good education, great restaurants, et cetera. And all of a sudden, Miami started to catch up on all of those areas. You know, our private schools are now 1 and 2 when you look at Ransom Everglades, Carrollton's a bachelorette program. Our school system is, you know, our school superintendent went to the Obama's White House and got recognized as top in the country. You know, New York took a run at him and almost got him, but they didn't, thank God, and he's still here. So we have all of these wonderful things that have come into our city that were not just about shopping and sun and fun anymore, although that's consistent. But now you can also get a great education, you have a great job, you have great restaurants, you have great shopping. The rest of the stuff is kind of caught up. And our taxes have stayed low. We have no income state income tax. We have no inheritance tax. So the playing field is just not level. You know, if you're in one of those tax burdened states, you can't wait to get to Miami. And now has become the time. So yes, we are seeing more people come from other parts of the United States. And that's a beautiful thing for our city, not just for the locals, but also for the foreigners. Because the foreigners come to the United States because it is the United States. So they want to be with Americans. They want to be able to do business with Americans. They want to be able to connect. A lot of these people used to have to go to New York. It's a lot more fun to come here. It's easier. The weather's usually better. And they're delighted that they can do that now.
Well, listen, I want to take a minute, sell some cars for Warren Henry, then we're going to come back and I'd like to talk a little bit about your vision for downtown. I know you've been on the DDA. I know you've got some guidance there. I know that you're really concerned and very involved curating downtown because that's where a lot of your customers live. So, Reagan, let's take it away. Let's sell some cars. Let's come on back because I want to hear Alicia's vision of the future for downtown because I think she's got a handle on what's going to happen. Part of the show where I remind everybody we're South Florida's longest running business talk show. We've been on for 12 years and our good friends at Warren Henry, well, they've been with us for 8. So I guess we must sell a couple of cars for them on occasion. Hey, and by the way, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease that car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I just love you, Warren, Larry. They're all the greatest. Courtney, what a mom she is to their little baby. Hey, but if you want to get that great experience, join the Warren Henry family. That's why you got to check them out. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar down in Key West. Well, they've got all their brands. Up in Gainesville, they've got some great Audi cars. What do they all have in common? Well, they are all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, the best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to decide whether or not you like the Warren Henry car. You will. Now, remember, they've got great specials at their new store up on 151st. and Biscayne right in front of FIU North. Go up and say, hey, to my friend May, she'll make sure your service comes out great. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful, loving wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
This is Becca Carlson from Carlson Integrated. You know, a lot of our clients find that they can do anything, but not really everything. We are always excited to jump in and help. So whether you need another set of hands for a project or even comprehensive marketing management, our team of marketing mavens would love to have a conversation with you to see if we are the right fit. We do everything from logo and design work to email outreach and social media to writing and thought leadership. And here's a fun one. We are now offering our fabulous ebook of top 10 marketing tips on our website for free. So head over to carlsonintegrated.com and grab a copy today. And please always let us know how we can help. My email is Becca, that's B-E-K-A-H at carlsonintegrated.com. That's B-E-K-A-H at carlsonintegrated.com.
Wow, everybody, I'm real excited. I fixed my technology problem during the break. So high five to me. You know what else I can do? I can fix your financing problem. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm doing a lot of commercial deals. I'm doing some fix and flip loans for residential. I'm helping my friend's son buy his first home. It really makes me feel great, actually. And I'm helping some friends pull money out. One guy's pulling out $500,000. The other guy's lowering his payments $1,500 a month. You go, why now? Well, rates are at their historic lows. And with the economic uncertainty, it sure looks good to have that money sitting in the bank. Even my accountant did it. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, I'm feeling a lot better now because my technology's working. The folks on Instagram have a better view, that's a for sure. Now, we're here with Alicia Severa. Alicia is one of the top business people in town. She was just on a phone call with the mayor and the chief of the hospital and all that stuff, making sure that we don't have to close down. And the word was, we don't have to close down. High five to us for that.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about Alicia's vision for the future of downtown Miami. She's on the board of the Downtown Development Authority, one of the top members there. She has an important way to impact our life in downtown. A lot of her clients live there. Downtown is the star of South Florida. Alicia, welcome back to the show. What's going on in downtown?
So all exciting stuff. I'm going to tell you also that great news from the chief of police that crime has been down in downtown for the last 5 years. And down awesome. Again year to date about 35%. You know, I think we're the envy of almost every city in the country that our crime has continued to go down even during these times. So, you know, as you know, I'm very active in downtown. Right now I have two major projects. I've got Nativo, which is right behind the Freedom Tower, and it's at an entry point of $350,000 and caps out about $1.5 million for home sharing for program, so people can rent those units a short time, or they can live there, which is a wonderful option for this flexible living. And then I have Aston Martin Residences, which has an average price point of $2 million. Both projects are over 50% sold. So it's a real endorsement to our city that we're attracting these great projects and these great brands, and that we're also keeping a diversified price point, because I think that that's what keeps a neighborhood dynamic and fun. And, you know, my dad, may he rest in peace, used to say, don't lock me up in Alcatraz for the rich, you know, Alcatraz for the rich. He says, I like to be in a community that has people of all different walks and talks and economic backgrounds, because it makes it all much more interesting. So our downtown is maintaining that. As it continues to grow, the restaurant scene is incredible. As I don't know how often, well, I know you live in Edgewater, so you must get to downtown often enough. And
come on, you know, I know downtown. That's my stomping grounds.
There you go.
Yes, I love downtown.
So here's a question. When are we going to ride the Ferris wheel together? Because that's our new asset, right?
I'm no problem, but I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
A little bit longer as we both protect our families, as we discussed earlier. Yeah. But I'm happy to ride on the Ferris wheel with you. I would look forward to that. And I would look forward to a lot of other things. Tell me this. How are we doing with the streets and realigning the streets and getting some nice areas where we can have, street parties and stuff like that?
Well, look, there's several street projects, if you will. I think the most important ones, of course, are the Underline, which is being built right now and is adding a huge percentage of parks. And at the other end of downtown, if you will, on the north end of downtown where the Signature Bridge is going, there's going to be an enormous park that's being built over there to finally reconnect our northern downtown, if you'll call that, the arts and entertainment area, with the core of downtown, because that area is going to go from blithe to absolutely spectacular as they raise that overpass and create a beautiful area there that's going to be activated with all kinds of wonderful things for community and neighborhoods and kids and performances, etc. So I think that's a very exciting project. We also have the Baywalk that's going on, which is important for ecological reasons because it's going to be protecting us from the sea rise issues that we've all forgotten about in the midst of COVID, but they're still looming. And as you know, we floated that bond, so there's money there to deal with that. And the Baywalk is part of that. For so many years, we in Miami in general turned our back to the bay, put up these walls, and didn't really work a lot to give people access to the bay. And now this project is creating a pedestrian walk for bikes and walkers and strollers and things like that. And also creating places where people can launch a kayak or can put in a windsurf or whatever to actually re-engage our bay, which is so beautiful. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, but I actually remember we used to go to the beach on the bay off the bridge on Key Biscayne. So that water is, you know, who drove all the way down? We could just dive in there. I know I'm dating myself, but.
No. It's okay. And listen, I like that idea. I see what they did in front of Paraiso, and it's very activated. It's active there all day, all night. People like to go there. They like to walk their dogs. They do lunch and they do meet people there. So it is an activated space. High five to the Related Group for doing that. I think the activation of the bay is very important. How about bringing new jobs to the center of downtown? How about a tech initiative, getting some new jobs? I have a lot of friends that are in tech that have offices in downtown. I got to believe that there's great opportunity for all those people to combine as they collide in the office buildings.
There is. As you know, we have the Napa downtown, which makes it a perfect place for tech because of the speed and also for finance, of the speed of connectivity and the redundancy of the electrical grid. So the DDA actually has task force that have gone out into the financial sectors, a lot in New York, a lot in Chicago, to bring in these big financial firms, big and small. It's been a hugely successful effort. And of course, that's great for a lot of reasons. And one of them is certainly that very high paying jobs that it brings. So that is an ongoing effort. And with technology, there's the same thing. In fact, the finance thing has almost got a life of its own now, because, you know, it's like pulling on a string and then one friend brings the next. And that is working very well. So we've shifted a lot of the focus to the tech thing. And we are working very hard on that and have had some very good successes. I think we have about four unicorns, which are those companies that reach that, you know, $1 billion mark. That are now based in Miami, and most of the large companies have already satellites here, but we'll continue to work on that. And of course, the increased university activity and the fact that we're a college town now with over 300,000 college students roaming around our cities, and the level of education that you can get from these schools is helping these tech companies come. So we're feeding them both ways. We're attracting the companies to come here. We're also providing incubators and seed money and mentorship for new companies that are coming. And this is a great and logical link between South Central America, the Caribbean, and the United States, and the platform that's offered here. One of the challenges that we're facing is to get that big money that traditionally goes to Silicon Valley and to have them focus more here. And of course, what Manny Medina did with Emerge has been a huge thing to get out the word, and that has grown exponentially, and God willing, it'll be back on next year and we'll get that to continue moving the message forward.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is the downtown has had an infrastructure issue. There have been a lot of problems with the way that it looks on the high on the just from the streetscape. And I know that you've really worked hard to address that. What steps have you guys at the DDA taken to make downtown a more appealing and welcoming place for residents, tourists, and workers?
Well, I think one of the wins, and it's an ongoing battle, but one of the wins has been with the homeless population, that we started a toilet program, which sounds so fundamental, but, you know, it's a big problem when you wake up every morning and there's people using your front door to do their basic necessities. So to just solve that problem by first bringing in portable toilets that then have turned into permanent toilets, and that was combined with a program that actually takes homeless people, puts them through a program, and then employs them. And so part of the employment is to do street cleanup and all of that, but it was also to staff these toilets. They're staffed the entire time that they're open, so we're solving several problems at the same time. So there is a debt team that's out there, they're cleaning, there's a separate team that's informing, there's a group that's going out and cleaning up the graffiti and doing all of that. So real time on the street, there's all those kinds of programs. And then there's also financial programs that are in place to help businesses. For instance, right now, we helped get a program approved where you can expand your restaurant into the street and do a lane closure so you have more outdoor seating and capacity. So we have a loan program. So if anybody's here has a restaurant or a friend and they need the tables, the umbrellas, et cetera, we have them. We can provide them at no cost on this loan program to help you expand your business and stay open. So things like that are happening as well. There's also some grant money that we are hoping to be able to give out to the, in fact, is being given out already to some small businesses to help them get through this crunch time. And it's a big point of information. If you're moving into downtown or you're redoing something in your business, this is a great place to get the information about what the regulations are to go to if you get stuck, if you're not getting the cooperation you need. So all of that goes through the agency to help business continue to move forward while we preserve and enhance the quality of life as well.
I think it's really important. And I think that what you said about helping businesses move forward and all of us coming together is extraordinarily important. There's many times that we're divided here in this city. Many people come and try to divide us. Many of our things that we get in the mail divide us. Things we see on the street, things we hear. But what we really need to do is we really need to focus on the things that bring us together, that make us the same.
Exactly.
And I think
correct.
That what that is a caring for each other, that there's positive energy that we put together with each other, that we listen to each other, and that we work to help each other and understand where everybody's coming from, especially during times like this where everybody's under incredible stress. Especially in Miami, where we have these large multi-generational families. We're all afraid of our seniors. We don't want to lose our greatest generation to this invisible threat. I'd like to end the program with you once again going to the beginning and telling what the mayor, the police chief, and Mr. Maboya from Jackson told you on your phone call before the show today. It's extraordinarily important to hear.
So I'm going to start with the most important, and that's how you can be part of the solution by donating blood and plasma. Wear your mask, stay socially distancing, and protect your generations at home, because 29% of the people are getting contaminated at home from family members that are going out and doing what we all need to do, work, and continue to function. So stay safe and stay united. It's a beautiful message. I always say when they ask me why Miami, I say because Miami has organically become what other cities are trying to legislate. We love each other. We don't care what we look like, what language we talk, where we came from. We love each other. So stay true to your Miamian values.
Oh my gosh, we have to have you back again. You're just tremendous. You've got such a great message and a great delivery. Really appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for, you know, you're a power person here in town from a business standpoint. But the fact that you take a step back and donate your time and energy, the most important asset you have to our community, is something that really doesn't get recognized enough. And I want to thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me on today.
My absolute pleasure. Keep Miami strong. I'm on your team, Alicia Severa. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll thank you again. We'll thank you again. We'll get the clips and everything to you and your team. Thank you so much. And we'll be back after this. We're going to talk with Jeffrey Glusman of Level 4. Jeff is going to talk to us about the impact of the reopening of sports in our community and the impact on the athletes and their families after this quick break to sell.